Employees' Computer Network Abuse, A Risk for Businesses, by Mark Ward. Published on BBC News Online, May 17, 2004. Prison sentences could await business bosses who do not do enough to stop the most serious abuse of computer networks by employees. The warning comes from legal experts who say firms are open to prosecution because they are so ignorant about what employees are doing with company computers. In the most serious cases, some firms are unknowingly harboring illegal images on work PCs and servers. Firms are being urged to take the problem of network abuse seriously. Staff misuse of the net is much greater than abuse of any other work system, according to statistics gathered for the 2004 Information Security Breaches Survey. For 8% of companies questioned in the survey, web abuse was responsible for a firm's worst security incident of the year. The availability of software tools that prevent the entry of illegal images into the corporation has made the threshold of neglect significantly lower. Net law expert Dr. Brian Bandy said companies were legally obliged to stop the most serious incidents, which involve the making and storing of child pornography using work systems. The law fixes criminal responsibility on the corporation itself and the decision makers within it, who have both the power and responsibility to decide corporate policy and strategy. Criminal responsibility for illegal images on work networks could be pinned on directors if it could be shown that they had not done enough to stop such things, he said. Proving someone had been neglectful in this area would involve showing that they had not done what they should have. The easier it is to stop something happening, the easier it is to prosecute someone for this type of neglect, he said. The consequences of neglectfully allowing the storing or making of illegal images would be a jail term of up to 10 years. George Godar, a technology lawyer, said the problem of net abuse was only just being confronted by many companies, though few had worked out just how to tackle it yet. They do not know about it, or prefer not to know about it, he said. If they did think about it, it would require proactive work on their part. But, he added, the legal consequences of net abuse by employees were real. Both experts agreed that the key to good management of such incidents was a policy on net use that was regularly communicated to employees and which made clear the consequences for anyone transgressing it.